Judy, thank you. I know you cannot stay, correct? You have things to do
I'm
in the newsroom.
I'm sick and tired, and I got to go.
Yep.
You're going to miss Nun on the Run.
I've got a meatball sandwich here that I've got to go dig in.
Jerry Nun was kind enough to bring in meatball sandwiches for everybody. Jerry does a segment we like to call Nun on the Run, although today we should call it A Jew, an Agnostic, and a Nun, because it sounds like every joke that's ever been written.
Walk into a bar.
Right. That's how the segment will start. Who knows how it'll finish. Jerry, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure to see you. For people who have never heard the segment before, Jerry, as tuned in a guy as you'll ever want to meet, goes and tells us exactly what we should be aware of events happening in and around Chicago for the next month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're into Pride Month, so June's a big month.
This is a big month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, for me.
You are dressed in Pride colors. You are as rainbowy as I've ever seen you look.
And it's a sunshiny day here in Chicago.
Yep.
And bringing the rainbows.
I've never seen anyone. You have a matching tie and glass combination.
That's really cool.
Very impressive, Jerry.
I dressed it up for the radio.
Oh, it works.
Do we know who the Grand Marshal is this year for the parade?
I don't think they've announced it yet. That's a great question.
Well, I was due.
Why are they keeping us in suspense?
I don't know. They're waiting to the last minute.
Who has it been in the past? Who has been...
George Takei.
Right?
It's the only one I know.
A year or two ago, right?
Yeah.
He was fairly recent.
Him.
Yeah. Mr. Sulu from Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah.
They sometimes get politicians, things like that, but yeah, it's been a variety.
Mike Pence ever done it?
No. Not that I know of.
Oh, hold on a second. All right. It will not be Mike Pence. Was that your question? Uh-huh. I was working on something technical, which is funny in and of itself, but yeah, no, he will not get the nod this year.
Right.
No. All right.
But so that's June 30th. It's the big, 4-mile route.
It really is, seriously, one of the most outrageous fun events you could ever want to see or take part in. I've been in the parade, I think, four or five times.
Uh-huh.
Always a fun day.
Yeah, WGN's very supportive, and I marched with them last year and had a blast. We all did.
Were you on the float the year that several people here at WGN became ordained ministers, and during the parade, they married couples on the float? This would have been, I think, 3 years ago, the first year that the marriage was it was legalized. So I know John Williams and either Kathy or Judy, or both Kathy and Judy, Steve Cochran, they all they married people on the float, and it was really fun to watch.
Wait, John Williams married Kathy and Judy?
He didn't physically marry Kathy and Judy. I'm saying that all those people married other couples.
I was going to say, I think he's got a wife.
He does have a wife.
Clear that up.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but it's such a fun day, that Sunday, June 30th.
Yep.
Goes from Montrose to Diversey. So it's a lot of fun. And then we have Pride Fest the weekend before. That's June 16th and 17th. So they block off Boys Town.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's.
Oh, she's what was
awesome.
That?
Awesome.
Was that fun?
How's her weight?
She's looking great.
Because when she was a Go-Go, she was a little heavier, and then when she went solo, she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
And I'm big. Her voice is awesome.
Yeah.
You should read her book. You can find out how she lost the weight in her book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unsealed is the name of the book.
I see what they did there.
She had a little habit going on. So.
But she's been very candid about that. She had a cocaine addiction habit, right?
Oh yeah. She doesn't drink or anything now. She's completely
real clean.
Sober. Yeah.
She's in Playboy too.
Was she?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that issue.
Yep.
I'm such a devout
I know. You're a big fan of the Playboy.
Jerry just gets it for the articles.
Well,
right. Yep. Which are great.
Yep.
The interviews.
Yep.
I asked her what's the weirdest thing a fan has given her, and she said someone mailed her pubic hair. So that was a high.
Harry. Come on.
Well, I hate to waste it.
Come on. Sending that to Belinda Carlisle. Come on.
Come on. She's a hoot. And then I'm going to Tel Aviv for their gay pride this year.
Tel Aviv?
Yes. So I'm going on June 8th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I've never been there. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A company asked me if I wanted to go, and so I'm flying out there.
Harry and I used to have a television show there called Show in Tel Aviv that lasted for just 6 episodes.
Okay.
But if you ever get the chance, I think you'll enjoy it.
I'll look it up.
Uh-huh. We had a very popular segment called The Whale in the Wall.
Whale in the Wall.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Right. Yep. I can't believe I missed that.
That's all right.
That and that Playboy issue.
It's a problem. You can get them together. They sell them together as a package.
Well,
it's
there's
fun.
My weekend.
So what is different about the Tel Aviv version of the parade and our version? Is it kind of the same idea?
More guilt?
More guilt in the Tel Aviv version?
They've been doing it for 20 years.
Oh, really?
This has been around for a long time, which people don't even know. I think people have misconceptions about.
How many cities have versions of the parade? Do you know? Because I always, I knew, of course, Chicago did it because it gets great publicity, but I didn't know it goes on in many other cities.
All over the city. A lot of them are the same weekend. So, like, New York, I think, is the same time as ours. Toronto's and Canada's the same time as ours. So these are huge parades that I've been to. And then California does them all up and down the coast every weekend.
Oh, that's excellent.
I wonder which is better. Like, is it better to have them all done universally on the same day? It's Gay Pride Day. It's Gay Pride Weekend.
What do you think,
More impactful that you could have, like, you know, key people be in different cities, you know, every weekend?
Well, I like to go to more than one, obviously. Yeah. Since I'm going to Tel Aviv, earlier one. Some of them go all the way to, like, September and October. I think Atlanta's is late. So it's, I think it's an opportunity to go to different ones. For me, personally, I like to do, you know, more than one. But it's pretty much June is the Pride Month. I mean, everyone...
And there's no parade in Chicago that gets as many people watching it or participating. It's our biggest parade, right?
It's huge because they come from all over. It's not just, you know, here.
What do you fly LL over there? Do you know?
I'm not sure what I'm flying.
That's Israel's airline, right?
Yeah. But I think Gay Pride weekend it's El Alley.
Oh. I'll look into that.
I only know LL because I do a lot of crossword puzzles, and it shows up a lot in crossword puzzles.
You're smart.
Thank you, Harry.
I can't even figure out which way's across.
Have a meatball, Harry.
Okay? Yeah, take a meatball. You'll be fine.
We'll take a meatball.
All right, what else? The Gay Pride Parade and the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let's talk about the meatballs real quick. Just because they brought us these wonderful meatballs, and I went over there.
They look and smell very good.
I thought that went well with the Pride show. Mm-hmm. So they're Mama's Meatballs. Chef Joe Farina over there at... this is Armand's Victory Tap.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they have different locations. This one's the 1416 South of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of veal and beef, and I just fell in love with it.
Veal and beef together.
Mm-hmm. Love veal meat.
We live in a magical time, Jerry.
Harry's digging in over there.
I never thought we'd see veal and beef together in one meatball, but I've been proven wrong.
Yeah, so I was
That's a
really
good
impressed.
Size. That's the size of a league ball. Mm-hmm. That's a very good size.
It's a full
meal
by itself.
You could eat one and be happy.
Yeah,
full.
You can get them as appetizers, or they said they're great with the pasta. Mm, so
they look good. Thank you, guys.
So, yeah. So, a few things that I checked out was the Pixar exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry opening.
Heard about it. Don't know much
Looks
about it.
Looks really cool.
What goes on at Pixar? What do they have?
It's really fun, just because it's so kind of techie, you know, for kids and stuff. It opens this week, and then it goes through January 6th. So you have plenty of time to get over there. It's 40 interactive elements
that
you can do different things. I mean, you could do, like, stop animation with a little lamp. And things, and you forget all of the great, like, the incredible.
The lamp is part of their logo, right? Over at Pixar, you see that at the beginning of the end of their movies.
WALL-E is a big part of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was still in the box when I was over there, but I saw him in the box.
Do they have an actual sized one that they bring out?
A huge one, right. Yeah. So they have that and the Monsters, Inc.
Oh, cool.
And the Incredibles. So a lot of fun displays you can take photos with.
Yeah.
But then you can play with the Up House and change the lighting.
Oh, cool.
You can adjust characters' eyes, like find out how they work.
Yeah.
There's a Bug's Life where you can go inside the little display and you can actually get their view.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you like mess with Jeff Garland's voice on the WALL-E exhibit?
Oh, I forgot he's in that. Jeff. Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. Wow.
And Bonnie Hunt's in every Pixar movie.
Is she? Yeah.
She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She just did that marathon here in Chicago.
Bonnie Hunt did?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was just in town. So I was really impressed with it. I just had a really great
time. Is it based more for kids or for adults or for everybody?
I think it's for kids to learn how it's done.
Yeah.
But, you know, the adults love the cartoons.
Yeah.
I mean, Incredibles 2 is coming out soon.
Oh, right. In a few weeks.
Yeah, so they had really good timing with the exhibit.
Excellent. And that's at the Museum of Science and Industry?
Science and Industry, yeah.
I got to tell you, you know, Toy Story and Monsters, Inc., if you don't have kids... They're like written for adults.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, kids would never catch a lot of the jokes, but I mean, those are two spectacular movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I've said this on the show before, not always when you're here, Harry, and I don't know that you've ever been here for this, but there's a sequence at the beginning of Up. Right? That's the old guy and the kid with the balloon.
Ed Asner.
So they do this flashback sequence of Ed Asner's character with his girlfriend from the time they were young until they got old. And it's so emotional and so moving and so beautiful. And I know it's a kid's movie, but...
You cry.
It tears me apart every time. I've seen it four times. It rips me to shreds every time I see it. It's so well done.
You have a heart.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Okay. Thank you for being so surprised.
I'm going to pull that up on the computer right now. We can watch Bill cry.
Yeah, I'll weep. Yeah.
I also went to Six Flags Great America for their new roller coaster.
Yeah,
so that was
good.
Really fun. The Mardi Gras Hangover.
Now, did they take an existing roller coaster and change it, or did they start from scratch with this new roller coaster?
This is from scratch.
All new.
They took out a one last year. And so it's the largest loop coaster in the world.
Mm.
It's like a big deal. It's a big loop, and it goes upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 feet off the ground, 360-degree revolutions.
Is the loop roller coaster now a Christian roller coaster?
Possible.
What does that mean?
I was praying. Why'd
you ask that?
The radio station.
Oh. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I can tell it was
that
good.
Was fun.
Well, I was praying when I wrote
it. That was funny. As soon as you said, what does that mean? I knew it was good, Bill.
Now that I understand it, it's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, break that joke down.
I didn't know. Right. We needed John Madden's telestrator, but then in the end, we were punched down.
Right. So that opens this weekend.
My guess is because it's a new roller coaster that the lines are going to be incredible. They didn't make you stand in line. You're Jerry Nunn. You don't have time for lines.
No, I went at 5 in the morning for a
press day.
Yeah, preview where they did the unveiling.
Yeah. Was Marcus Leshock there?
Maybe.
He's like, I thought I loved roller coasters, but Marcus, it's crazy how much he loves it.
He's awesome on Channel 9 Morning News.
Yeah, he was there.
Bill,
he wasn't there right when I was there.
Bill, you've been like all over for roller coasters, right? Didn't you ride the roller coaster in Cincinnati at Kings Island?
Yes. Yes.
What did you find there?
Mr. Brady's plans. We're on the roller coaster. Makes Harry happy. I do it once a year for Harry.
Oh, he's such a great choke.
Yeah, he's got a choke on his meatball.
By the way, these meatballs are outstanding.
Great.
It's veal and beef together, Harry.
Yeah, you can tell the people at Armand's Pizzeria, these are fantastic meatballs.
Awesome.
All right.
Great, good. Yeah. So we got some concerts, of course.
Yeah, who's coming?
Depeche Mode.
Love them.
Yes, I already saw this tour once, and now they're coming back.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
They really put on a show.
Yeah.
Is it the... Do we know if it's the original Depeche Mode guys, or
three of them? There was originally four, but one has left.
Yeah,
but three of them
are
there, and
they put out some good music. I like them a lot.
They still do. Like, even if you don't like the new music, you can still have a great time
because
they play all the old stuff. You never know what they're going to play.
Yeah.
So that's June 1st at United Center.
All right, I'm in.
So yeah, I saw them at Tenley Park, but this is
thing.
Yeah.
All right, Depeche Mode. Who else?
And the same night, so it's a toss up whether you would go to Depeche Mode or Taylor Swift. The Soldier Field.
I don't know if you know, Bill's a pretty big Swiftie.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. I like Taylor
God,
Swift.
You're a closet Swiftie, huh?
I'm not even a closet Swiftie. I really do. I think she's one of the most talented performers out there.
Wow.
That said, I would go to Depeche Mode because I felt like if I went to see Taylor Swift, everyone would go, that guy's way too old to be here.
Oh, well, I was there. I just went.
But you're way younger than I am.
Not way younger.
Have you guys seen the Taylor Swift Family Guy episode where they do the Taylor Swift video?
No.
It's
pretty funny.
It's the video is great.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Taylor Swift video where like she's writing signs with the boy in the house next door.
Yeah.
So that is Stewie and Brian.
Oh, that's very funny.
And it's
that's very
it's
funny.
It's really great.
More homework for me for the weekend. Great. Now I gotta watch Family Guy. But she's the good thing is she's playing the second, June 2nd. Also, there's two shows.
Well, the first one sold out in a minute and a half, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So they had to add a second show.
They did a second show, and it's a huge set that she. I did this travel story in Pasadena, and I saw her at the Rose Bowl last week.
Yeah.
And it was in front of 60,000 people.
Wow.
So it was
crazy. You got a pretty cool life. Pasadena and Tel Aviv.
Meatballs.
Pretty cool. Meatballs.
Yeah. Yep.
It all comes together.
Yep.
It was great. I mean, the Panic at the Disco guy walked past me. I didn't know it was him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Julia Roberts came.
Whoa.
Does
she still do a thing? For a while, she was doing a thing where she brings a friend in and they kind of do a song with her and it's a different celebrity every night. Did that happen when you saw her?
She
Who was the celebrity?
Does that. Yep, she's still doing it. Shawn Mendes was the night
of
the
year. Oh, nice.
She brought Selena Gomez the next night.
Wow.
So I don't know what she'll bring in Chicago. It won't be Kanye, I don't think.
Here in Chicago would probably be Wizzo, maybe.
Wiz Khalifa?
No.
Turn them Wizzo over. They're all these.
We don't have that many celebrities here. So.
But Billy Corgan, come on.
Billy Corgan can
right,
do it.
Right, Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there's...
Well, Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, she's going to be there. It's going to be great.
All right.
I'm really excited about that.
That sounds like a good show. Are tickets still available, or is that all sold out? Do we know?
I bet you could try to find some. She's been getting around the scalpers really well.
Oh.
I think she's managed to out-trick them.
No.
So there's maybe some tickets left.
All right.
So then we also have Carol Burnett's coming, my buddy.
Chicago Theater again?
Chicago Theater again, June 12th and 13th. So
you got to meet her last time, didn't you?
I've met her before. I love her.
She's What's that like when you talk to Carol Burnett? Is that awe-inspiring?
She's the nicest lady.
Yeah, that's
what
everyone
really,
says.
Really nice. Yeah. She's very giving to people. So.
And she's still got it. I saw her on a couple of talk shows recently. She's still very clever, very sharp. And, you know, I just remember being a little kid, and
every Saturday
night. Yeah, Carol Burnett. And it was like the first Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, not the probably the
well,
first
it was on
in
tape.
Our, it was yeah, right.
I mean, it wasn't live, but they would record stuff on tape.
Right.
You know, she would improv all of her answers to the questions, and if the actors broke character, which you waited for, they'd show that instead of doing it again.
It was a variety show. It was just really original back then and great.
And the casting was so brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a weak link among them. You know the story about Vicki Lawrence, right? She got the job on the show just because she looked like Carol Burnett, and she sent Carol Burnett a letter saying, hey, my friends say I look like you. And Carol Burnett gave it to the producer and said, hey, we're looking for somebody to play my sister. We should talk to this girl.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you got Vicki Lawrence.
It's the same way Tim Conway got on the show.
Yeah, because he also looked like Carol Burnett, right?
Oh, sure.
That's so true.
But she's, you know, the great thing about her show is, you know, she shows the clips and it's so much fun, but she does Q&A with
the
audience. So if you can squeeze in a question, you get to talk to Carol at the
show. Still pulls off the Tarzan yell. You say to yourself, she wouldn't be able to do the Tarzan yell. She still does it really well.
And I don't know if you caught it, but Bill did a great version of the Carol game for Carol Burnett when they gave away tickets to Bill and Wendy.
Thank you for remembering. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, if she was a smoker, I bet that Tarzan yell wouldn't work.
Right. I would have canceled the tickets if she was a smoker.
So Bob Mackie did her costumes, which leads us into the Cher show coming to Chicago for Pride Month. She's coming.
Lyric Opera House.
Yeah, this is at the Oriental Theater.
Oh, Oriental Theater. I'm sorry.
This is a Broadway in Chicago event, June 12th through July 15th.
Chair, somebody told me that this may be her farewell tour.
Possibly. We'll see.
Her farewell tour started in 1975.
But it's not actually Cher, right? It's a show about Cher.
It's a show about her. There's three different actresses that play Cher.
Right.
Oh, she has not. I thought she was in this.
She's going to pop into town, I think.
She'd have to.
My brother-in-law is working the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's excellent.
There's the connection.
That's excellent.
Yeah, well, Bob Mackie's doing the costumes.
He's still around.
He's a great guy. I just interviewed him not that
long. Did you?
I'm sure you can talk to him if you want to.
I'd love to talk to him.
We'll see if we can get
this guy. Bob Mackie did all of Cher's costumes, all of Carol Burnett's costumes, and then forever on the Academy Awards and the Emmy Awards, if you were anybody in Hollywood, Bob Mackie designed your gown. That was a given.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Charo. He was so good. I mean, there's the list goes. Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes, this list is incredible.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
When you have Bob Mackie on, ask him, like, when it gets really hectic, how does he handle it when the fit hits the sham?
I'll ask him.
There you go.
I'll ask him that. And I'll ask him some Chico Mackie questions for you.
I wish you would.
I will.
And ask him about sequins for me.
All right. Everybody gets a question. All right. That's sequins. Fair.
And Kathy Griffin is doing her show.
Good for her. Welcome back. Welcome back, Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Yeah. So she's taking no prisoners this time. She had a
strange year. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah,
she deserves to be back on stage. Me too.
Yeah, I really was.
She just could not get work for 7 months, 8 months. Nothing. Right. Couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of Kathy Griffin?
No. I'm like,
Harry.
I'm like 7 months. That's nothing.
Oh. Right. You're talking about the work.
Some people have been out of work.
It's a tough gig sometimes.
Yep.
But yeah, so she's at the Chicago Theater June 28th with its opening night of the Cher Show.
Mm.
So Cher's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Kathy over there. They're besties. They
hang
out. So I don't know what's going to
be crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy Pride Month. Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
Back on fire again.
Yeah.
She is at the Black Ensemble Theater. They did a tribute show for her.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all. And that's going on now through June 17th. This lady named Dawn Bless was just amazing. She played like an older...
I don't know her.
She's just a singer. I wasn't familiar with her either, but she played Patti LaBelle, and she just really blew it out of the water with the voice.
Really?
So then they play a lot of her hits, and then they do like some backstory of her.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I thought that was great. And then the real Patty's coming to town.
And when will she be in town? The real Patti LaBelle?
She's coming June 16th at the Ingalls Foundation. That's the Memorial Hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doing a fundraiser at the Hilton Chicago. So the real Patty's coming for that.
Lots of stuff coming down the pike, Jer. Yep. Lots of stuff. Absolutely. That's Jerry Nunn on the Run. If people want to know more, NotOnTheRun.com?
Yep, it's all there.
That's the way to do it. Thank you so much.
Have fun in Israel.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Have a good time.
I'll tell you about it when I get back.
Please do. All right. We'll close things off in just a moment. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN.